This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, we're speaking with Hank Tolbert. Hank, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I actually am an executive who operates within the intersection of finance, innovation, and operations as it relates to the industrial sector. I actually currently run a manufacturing business in New Orleans. I have been an investment banker at JP Morgan, where I really enjoyed my time, and I've helped build numerous businesses in the tech community and or related to startups. So, you know, I live between Washington, D.C. and New Orleans.
Hank, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Now, I've been in an EIR in two communities, which I've watched evolve, both Washington, D.C. as well as New Orleans. Both have great ecosystems, notably Washington, D.C., because effectively it was nascent not too long ago and has exploded given the tech community in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., with cybersecurity and various other things that are going on there. And I actually was asked to be an EIR many, many years ago by a colleague of mine at Georgetown, who suggested that based on my investment banking experience, based on my business building experience, as I like to call it, that I should start to help young companies think through their strategy, you know, what I call a no-go decision initially, or think through capital raising and other matters that relate to building a business, dealing with shareholders, and perhaps developing a strategy, a successful strategy. And so with that said, I began to work as an EIR, helping companies, you know, seeing them as many times as I could during the week, opening up my network, helping them with their strategy, helping them with fundraising, and did that in Washington. And then when I moved to New Orleans, I got involved with something called Idea Village, which is really the intersection of, I would call it all things entrepreneurial here in New Orleans, and has a very strong history. It was founded right after Katrina, I believe, or right around the time of Katrina, with the goal of supporting and encouraging an entrepreneurial community here. And with that, I got involved as what they call an EIR there, focusing on helping a variety of companies. And then I think 2016 or so, I actually helped with the support of Chip Goodyear, the former CEO of BHP Billiton. We formed something called the EnergyX platform. And that was actually very interesting for me because it showed me a lot of wonderful things, one of which is that when people within a given ecosystem are focused on a particular sector, it's far easier to get capital because everyone in that ecosystem understands the business if you're focused. And so what I mean by that is New Orleans and the Gulf Coast in particular have a focus on oil and gas and industrial sectors, right? So as a result, doing this EnergyX, which was focused on energy startups, we got a lot of support immediately. And so that was very easy for me to open my network, very easy for the companies to get capital and various other things, and awaken me to the fact that there is a dynamic community here and ecosystem in and around specifically focused sectors. And so that's why, you know, that's what I did, and that actually helped the companies raise money, helped them with their strategy, and so on.
Hank, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
The biggest challenge I have seen actually is an entrepreneur's commitment to the long road of being an entrepreneur. You have a lot of people who are very interested in the idea of starting a business and hear all the great stories like Mark Zuckerberg and you know, they'll read about something in Wired magazine or whatever the case may be and hear about these great liquidity events. But I find that some entrepreneurs don't often understand how hard difficult it can be to build a business and grow it, and the real commitment it takes, not only from yourself, but from the people around you. And so that's the biggest challenge. The biggest successes, which I just mentioned, I've seen are, quite frankly, when people are operating within an ecosystem that understands their given sector or focus area, whatever it is, or solution that they're providing, it is tremendously easier for them to raise capital, to find support, and so on. And that's the, I tell you that from the EnergyX experience, I was amazed at how easy it was to get meetings, to get support, raise capital in a community that was focused on oil and gas. And that, you know, that's also why I ended up founding my conference, the Frontier Conference, which is focused on connecting people and stakeholders in the entrepreneurial community that are interested in industrial innovation. And that success, I think anyone who is trying to build a business or a startup, I think they need to make sure they are connected to, at the least, if not in, an ecosystem that understands what sector they're in. So case in point, you take a city like Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from. That's a big retail and consumer market. It's a great place to be a retail consumer. You're in mobility. Detroit's a good place to be. You're in the industrial world, or industrial sectors, the Gulf area, Birmingham, Houston, et cetera. That's what I've found is when you really focus on being someplace where the action is as it relates to your specific sector, you will see tremendous success. It's just so much easier to get things done.
And Hank, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Having been an EIR in both Washington, D.C., as well as in New Orleans, I've seen two different communities, two different focus areas with different access to various sectors. And the one thing I'd say to other EIRs, whether they're working within a private firm or VC firm or within a university, whatever the case is I think early on begin to nurture those who say that they want to be entrepreneurs and be very upfront and honest with them about the road and what you can and cannot do for them. EIRs, in my humble opinion, can't solve every single problem. They are not sages necessarily, but they can give good guidance, proper guidance, and one of which is being a strong, supportive advisor. And that's something I learned from my years in banking, is just being the best advisor is the best role you can be, and making sure that you offer all the things that you could possibly do to help them, whether that's the network, whether that's introduction to financing, or just simply discussing strategy and the realistic nature of actually achieving that strategy.
Hank, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
One thing I'm doing is my conference, thefrontier.co. You can learn there about myself and what my team is doing as it relates to building a community. In terms of EIRs, I think there are various communities that you can reach out to within your city or state, wherever you are. So there, for instance, Georgetown has an EIR community. Idea Village here in New Orleans is a wonderful source of information in terms of how to operate as an EIR. And quite frankly, you can reach out to me. You can find me on LinkedIn. And if I could be helpful in any way, I'd like to. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy helping people achieve their dreams.
Well, thanks, Hank.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. This is an amazing podcast, and thank you for including me. And would definitely like to work with you and others. And please take a look at our website for the Frontier Conference, which is focused on connecting the stakeholders in industrial innovation. And that's www.thefrontier.co.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.